Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. The British Space Agency is mapping the Milky Way. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The British Space Agency has announced a major project using a high-powered telescope to actually map the Milky Way. My broadcast partner, Don DeYoung, gives us more detail, but first I want him to describe what is our Milky Way.
The Milky Way is our own galaxy. The universe has many of them. They are like islands spread across space with vast distances between them. Different kinds of galaxies. Ours is shaped like a spiral. Some other ones are shaped like footballs in different shapes. They're just vast assemblies of stars. Ours is large in itself, and in particular, this new telescope is exploring our own galaxy, the Milky Way.
And I understand that in the mapping process and taking of the pictures with this telescope, they've been able to plot about a billion stars out there. Talk to me about the number of stars.
Well, yes, in our Milky Way, a ballpark estimate, Jimmy, would be 100 billion. That's one, followed by 11 zeros. And that's the typical number for a galaxy. Of course, our own sun is just one of those many stars. This new telescope has a high resolution, and so they're able to take a close look at individual stars, whereas before they were merged together. They do say that they will be able to take clear images of about 1 billion stars. If there are 100 billion altogether in the Milky Way, they're resolving about 1% of our galaxy with a clear picture, which is better than we've seen before. I'm sure that there'll be many new objects and new features found with this telescope. And for me, that's all interesting. I think it's creation research. It's exploring what God put out there.
Creation research. I like that phrase that Don used. What a truth that is. Don DeYoung, our broadcast partner, reporting on the unbelievable heavenly project being done by the British Space Agency. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God created the stars and will use the stars in a period of judgment in the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 16 said that God brought all the stars into existence with four words, and the stars also. And he created each and every star with those simple four words. In the future tribulation period, he will use the stars for judgment. That's Revelation chapter 1 and verse 13, when stars will fall from heaven onto the earth, and also in Revelation chapter 8 verse 12, when one-third of the stars will go dark. Now that's all judgment in the future. But for now, we look at the stars because they display his glory in creation. Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare his glory, so look to the heavens. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...